What's up, Abundant Babe? I'm so glad you found your way here. You're in the right place for the highest of vibes, the silliest of laughs, and the best of the bunch. All things related to spiritual entrepreneurship and creating holistic success. This is your host, Viola Hug, a coach for women who desire to have it all, alignment, wealth, impact, and joy. Come find me at Viola Hug on Instagram, join my free Abundant Babes group on Facebook, or grab a copy of my best-selling book, You Are an Abundant Babe, on Amazon. Now let's get into today's episode. Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Abundant Babes podcast. Today, I'm excited to dive into this fun, juicy conversation. Welcome to the podcast, Jacqueline Shaw.
Hello. Thank you. I am so excited to be here and like have this conversation with you.
I know. Me too. I feel like it's going to be really fun because we already have a lot to talk about, as we could tell before we even started recording. But for those of you listening, I know Jacqueline through a mutual mastermind that we're a part of. And it's just been really, really awesome to see Jacqueline as well as her business partner, Robin, like doing really, really incredible things. And I'm just excited to hear what comes up in this conversation because we're leaving it completely open. But Jacqueline, why don't you introduce yourself and kind of get familiar with the audience?
Yeah, I'm so excited to be here. So like you said, I have like my business partner, Robin, who is like my best friend. We're business partners. We're just like soul sisters. And we together run our businesses, Femme. We're For the Wild Femme on Instagram. And we basically like came together, teamed up when we were just like, we're diving into like our own spiritual journey. We're diving into our own spiritual journey and growth. And we were like, okay, like we want to lead other women here. And we started off just literally like establishing a platform on Instagram that was like just full of inspiration. It was kind of like, it was a side hobby, you know, it wasn't like even ever even intended to be a business. And then it just kind of really blossomed. Like all of a sudden we're like, okay. And people were coming to us once they saw like the platform we had grown and the community we had built. We're like, how do I do this? Like, how do I grow a business too? And we're like, in a minute, like we don't even have a business yet. But then it became this opportunity that we were like, yes, we like want to coach other women, we want to lead other women. And it was one of those things where like we've done it ourselves and we can lead other women here as well. And very quickly we just like established a business and moved into the coaching world. And now we coach women in business, we coach women like through their spiritual journeys. And it's just like, it's really fun. It's fun. It's incredible that like to work beside your best friend and to be leading and coaching other women is like, yeah, it's really incredible.
Yeah, that's so cool. I think it's one of those things that like a lot of people really would like dream to do something like that.
People tell us all the time. They're just like, oh, I want what you guys like. I want what you guys have because I don't want to be like alone on this, you know, on this journey. I don't want to be alone as an entrepreneur. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't come with like, you know, hard conversations and she's a Manny Jen. I'm a projector. So we're like we operate very differently. And so there's like a lot of like hard conversations that we have to have too. And, you know, figuring out how to maneuver a business when there's two of you and different ideas. But at the heart of it, when we're here to like serve and lead other women, it just comes like, it always comes back to that for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. And it actually reminds me as well of, I don't know if you know the girls off Luscious Hustle.
No, I don't.
They're so awesome. They're like friends of mine and I knew them before they started their podcast and they were on my podcast like lots of episodes ago, but they also have a really similar thing. They're like a Manny Jen and a projector and they like just randomly decided to start a podcast. The next thing you know, it turned into this business.
Yeah. So cool.
And it reminds, yeah, I feel like it's really special though, because I don't think that everyone can do that. And I don't think that every, like relationship can sustain that, that dynamic as well. So I think it's really cool what you shared around how it's kind of like the vision is what always brings you guys back.
Yeah. And we've just been on like, we've been on a journey together, you know, like we just know that we were like, yeah, like we've we went through what we call, so our podcast is called the Spiritual Smackdown Podcast, and we went through like our spiritual smackdowns, like really close in timing together, and we embarked on like our spiritual journey relatively like at the same time. And so it's just been like, we're like, you know what, we're here to like share our truth, to share like the realness, to share the behind the scenes of like the Instagram highlight reel, you know? And when we like came together to do it, we're just like, yeah, this feels good. This feels powerful. It feels like, you know, sharing our stories together is like what we were meant to do.
Mm. I love that. So talk to me a little bit more about this spiritual smackdown that you had. I'm really interested to hear.
So what I call my spiritual smackdown was basically, oh my gosh, I'm like, how deep do we want to get?
Yeah, where do you want to start? Start at the beginning.
So the quickie story is that I was, my son was 2 years old, and I was in, like, my husband and I just had, like, the perfect marriage, you know, like, to the outside world, like, we had, like, the perfect marriage. We were living downtown Toronto in, like, a beautiful home. I was at home with our son. Like, we just, like, all of our friends were, like, you guys are, like, good. You guys are solid. And when I was 3 months pregnant with our daughter.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
Two.
So my daughter's four, or my daughter's 3 and a half. My son's five. And when I was 3 months pregnant with my daughter, my husband literally just, like, up and left. He up and left. Like, family life wasn't feeling for him. And he literally like moved in with a woman that he had just met, like, and I went through my pregnancy with my daughter with him living down the street with another woman, and I was just like, what the fuck happened? Like, I felt like I was living, like, I was like, I was so blindsided. I was like, where, what, like, and it just, you know, I was just like, I was like in shock. I was in like disbelief, and I was like, how is this my life? And then I was pregnant. So having to like also be like, okay, there's like a human that I'm growing right now. And I was like, I call it my journey from victim to goddess. I'm writing actually a book about my story right now. And it was, it was this like really awakening for me, where I was like, I can't just go drink and do drugs and have like sex with random strangers. And I was like, you know, I had to like really turn inwards and like heal myself. And I really embarked on a deep spiritual journey during my pregnancy with my daughter, which ultimately led to me doing a lot of inner work, a lot of soul work, and then led to like us healing our marriage. Like, my husband and I got back together after she was born. But it was definitely a very rocky 8 month period of my life.
Oh my gosh, I can only imagine. I'm really interested, like, so when you say that you started embarking on this inner work, was that just because like you were pregnant, so you had no other choice but to like start looking at other ways that you could cope versus how you may have normally have coped? Or was it that you were always kind of spiritually inclined, or like, how did that come about?
I had like a toe dipped, I would say, in like spirituality before. Before, but it was like very toe dipping. It was like, okay, I'm gonna like pray until things like go my way. I'm going to like, and you know, like there was just like some things that I felt like I had always toe dipped in, and then I had felt this like rising of energy in me before. Like, I had felt this like I said, like spirit was like knocking on my door, but I kept kind of like opening the door until like my life was like, until like the things manifested, until things were like, whenever I was like in a good place, and I would like just shut the door again, you know? And I was like there to open the door when I like needed spirit, but it was like not, I wasn't like in it, you know? I wasn't in, I was just like, it was very surface level for me. And even when I think back, I was like, ooh, like I had went to like a meditation circle because it was like the thing that everyone was doing, but I didn't really like, I wasn't in it. And then when I, when this happened, I basically felt like I had no choice. Like, I, right away, I lost 10 pounds in 10 days, and being 3 months pregnant, I was like, okay, well, this isn't like going to go well. I had just had like 2 late-term miscarriages right before this. So I was like, okay, if I want this baby to like be healthy, like I'm going to have to like take care of myself.
Yeah.
And I, obviously like divine timing and the way the universe works, like had been connected with 3 women right before in my world that were just like very spiritually connected, and I just leaned on them. I like called them and I was like, okay, teach me how to meditate. Like, what book should I read? And I just like went inwards. Mm-hmm. Like, I started meditating, which I had tried before. So like maybe like 2 years, I was like, oh, I tried to meditate and I can't meditate. And then I was like, no, when you wake up every night in like the middle of the night and my anxiety was like taking over and I was like, where is he? What's he doing? Like all the things. And I was like, okay, I had to learn how to meditate, you know, just to like, mm-hmm. to get through the night basically. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then, what did you like discover in this? Like, so you say before it was like, you were kind of like doing the things like manifestation meditation, but you weren't really in it. Like, what did you discover through that? Or like, what would you say your relationship is now with spirit or, your own spirituality?
It was an 8-month period of my life that like completely changed my world. Like, mm-hmm. Now when I look back and like, it is the period of my life that I'm actually the most grateful for. Mm-hmm. And I know like that sounds grateful if you're like, oh, you're grateful like your husband had an affair and like left you and like moved out for 8 months while you were pregnant. I would have never had the relationship I do with like with myself, with my husband, with our kids, with spirit that I do now from like going through this experience. Like it really taught me how to like tap back into my intuition. It taught me like things that I didn't even know I could possibly like feel and existed. Like I learned to open my heart to like a love that I never even like thought that I could handle, you know, like I mm-hmm. learned to like tap into the depths of my soul that I just, looking back, I was like, oh, I was like living half alive, you know, I was living like on the surface, but I wasn't like, I didn't know what it meant to like unconditionally love and to be unconditionally loved. I didn't know, I didn't know like that I could have like the faith that I have now. I didn't know about like the deep amount of compassion I could feel for somebody else on their journey, like mm-hmm. forgiveness. I work with a lot of my clients through forgiveness, which mm-hmm. is like, whether it's forgiveness, and it all starts, I think, with like forgiveness of self. And yeah. the biggest thing that really was like the transformation through my journey was like recognizing the power of choice, like that we all have a choice. And even when like shitty things happen, we get to choose how we respond. We get to choose how we show up. We get to choose how we react. And for me, it was really the choice of like, okay, I can be here and sit in the seat of the victim, or I can like rise to the throne of the goddess.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so good. And I love that because that's been one of the things that I've really discovered on my journey as well, as this power of choice. And I feel like it's like almost sometimes a hard conversation to have, but it's like you have to be willing to accept that, because I don't think that our life will truly ever shift the way that's possible until we realize that we do have a choice in all of it, you know?
Yeah. And we do, you know, mm. that's what, like, that was like the hard thing for me to keep coming back to, like when I wanted to be in this place where I was like, you know, he did this to me, or like, I get to be, you know, I get to have this like moment of self-righteousness right now. I get to like, I'm allowed to lash out in anger. I was like, is that actually how I want to show up in the world? Mm-hmm. Is this how I want like my son to remember me? Is this what I want my experience in life to be like? And when I sat with myself and when I was like doing all like the inner work and the soul work, and I was like, okay, what do I actually want in life? I was like, I want peace. I don't want to mm-hmm. feel anger. I don't want to, you know, feel like this hatred towards, you know, someone who I actually love, mm-hmm. someone who I've like have 2 children with, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I just recognized every time I was choosing like the path of anger, every time I was choosing like to show up as the victim, every time I was like, I deserve to feel this way, I deserve to yell at him, I deserve, like, you know, it just was like tidal wave after tidal wave after
tidal wave. And it's not even, I know when you get into that space, it's not even like, I deserve to yell at him, it's like, he deserves to be yelled at.
Totally, totally. Yeah. So there's like a lot of moments where I was just like, and I had to just keep coming back to like the choice of like, okay, is this going to lead me towards like this feeling of peace and happiness that I ultimately desire? And where, you know, where is this going to take me? And it, and so many times I like wavered in this, you know, so many times I like faltered where I was like, no,
I want to be angry right now. I want to do these things. And every time it just was like a massive like blow up, you know? So when I recognize, when I really recognize like, no, I get to control how I show up here. I get to like choose my actions. And ultimately, like when I decided to get really like vulnerable in my own life and vulnerable with conversations that I was having with my husband, that's when I opened up the space for us to, you know, heal our marriage.
That's so awesome. I think one of the things that I'd love to touch on as well, because I was kind of just thinking about it as you're talking and how you said like sometimes you're like, yeah, I get to choose to be angry right now. I think it's an important thing to remember. And it took me a minute to learn this for myself, but it's so easy to be hard on yourself when you're on a journey like that. You know, like if you're wanting to choose to live more in alignment with your higher purpose and all the things you truly desire and la-da-da-da-da, like we get into the space where we start to realize we have a choice. We get into a space where we start to realize the power that we have. And so when we do something that's out of quote unquote out of alignment with that, we can be so hard on ourselves. You know, it's like, why did I do that? And that wasn't the right thing, and kind of like beat ourselves up. But I found that self-compassion has been one of the most powerful tools of transformation, because I think ultimately, like we are really like we're human. And if we get angry and we choose to be angry in a moment, then that's okay as well. But it's how we come out of that on the other side, I think, is so incredibly important. So I'd love to hear your perspective of like how you actually dealt with the emotions, or if you have anything else to say on what I just said.
Well, like just what you said there, what comes up for me is like, I just truly also believe like we're all here doing our best, you know, we're all on, and when we recognize that we're all on a journey, you know, nobody's perfect. We're doing the best that we can in the moment with the information we have, with the, you know, the growth that we have, but like, we all have our own story, you know, we all have our own pain. We all have our own healing to do. So for me, when I was able to, you know, see that in my husband, see like, oh, there's like, there's areas where he's hurting too. You know, there's a lot of unhealed trauma in his own life. It really allowed me to like look at things from a different lens, to have like a different perspective, and not the perspective that was just like my own, you know, when I find like when I look at things just from like, from my own lens, and it's easy to be in that place where you're like, you know, I deserve to be angry, or I'm allowed to, you know, all the things. And when I was able to like shift my perspective, and to look at things from like a different angle, that's when things became easier to like find that compassion and forgiveness, you know?
Yeah, I find that so true, because it's kind of like that whole concept of everybody being like the main character in their own movie. And it's like your husband's a side character in your movie, but you're a side character in his movie. And when we watch movies, we're always rooting from the perspective of the main character, right?
And the thing, like, I kept coming back to, I was like, okay, I literally just would tell myself, like, I don't get to monitor, like, his path. I don't get to monitor his spiritual growth. And really trying to, like, look at things from my son's perspective. My son was 2 years old, and he was, like, every time he saw, you know, daddy, he was, like, excited and happy and still was, like, willing to give his love, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm the one that's, like, you know, I'm the one that's throwing the daggers here.
Yeah. Wow. Oh my God. That takes so much courage.
it's like wild. Like, I feel like anytime I share this, like part of my story too, because people that like know me before, like they're like, I would have been the first person that people would have been like, oh, like she's like gone and out the door. Like she is like a very like strong and independent woman. And she would like, you know, like take no shit basically. Yeah. And it was just this, like, I had this knowing that I kept coming back to early on, that I was just like, I knew our journey wasn't over. And I was like, and I kept every time I wanted to like give up, like there was a ton of, I mean, there's like a ton of crazy shit that happened over these 8 months. And every time I like wanted to give up, every time I was like, I can't keep going here, I would literally like ask the universe for signs. I would like call on spirit. I would just be like, I would like surrender. And I kept getting these like messages, these signs that was like, nope, like you're not allowed to give up. Like you have a deeper capacity to like go deeper here. You have a deeper capacity to love. You have this like deeper level of forgiveness that you can tap into. Mm-hmm. And every time I thought I was at my limit was like the time that something new opened up for me.
Yeah. Isn't that always how it goes? Right. I feel like our own capacity is so much greater than we realize. And I think it's our capacity to handle what comes our way, because it's like, I often talk about like our desires and stuff. And I really believe like we do not, I honestly think it's impossible for us to have a desire that we cannot hold, you know, like maybe we need to grow into it, but it's like the reason we get desires is because our higher self is literally handing them to us, being like, oh, this is available for you. And I think the same goes for any experience we're having as well. Like we do not experience things that we're not designed to handle. And really those things always increase our capacity for more goodness as well. Right.
Well, that was like, definitely for me, I was just like, every time I like placed a limit on something, you know, every time I was like, okay, like this has to happen by this date, or if it doesn't look in this way, like every time I put a limit on something, it was literally like, that's the moment things would blow up. The universe was like, oh, isn't that cute? You think that you like can't go deeper. You think that you can't move beyond this. And this is what I call the spiritual smackdown. Let's hit with like another spiritual smackdown here, just to show you like how fucking wrong you are.
Oh my God. The amount of spiritual smackdowns I got from the universe. Cause I used to be very conditional with the universe as well. Like even before I would have called my relationship with whatever I was talking to the universe, or before I really understood like my own spiritual or intuitive journey, I like all the time I'd be like, if this happens, then I would die. And then like, I'd be like all dramatic about it. And I'd be like, this would never happen to me, or I would never do that. And then something would happen and I'd like end up doing that or whatever. And I'd be like, oh, okay. And I remember when I was like maybe 21, and because I'd gone through a lot of kind of mental health stuff up till that point. And I was finally deciding at 21 that I was over it. And I was like really ready to change my life. And I don't really know where the power came from, but it was kind of this like idea, like, no, you have the power to change this. Like you don't need to live like this. And, I started living like that. And then I was like, I'm going to be really careful with what I say, because it was like every time that I set such a strong boundary for something in my life, it was like the universe was like, like, we'll see.
Well, this is what happened in like on my, through this like whole story with my husband and I was basically like the whole time. And like right from the beginning, I was like, we can like figure this out as long as he's like back home by the time my daughter's born. Like I was like, okay, I was 3 months pregnant. I was like, there's time to figure this out, but there's like a deadline to him. Like he has to be here when she's born. And, basically like how things worked out, like he was there with me when I gave birth to her. And he literally like came home that day, and the universe was like, here, this is like what you wanted. And it was horrible. Like the first 3 weeks of my daughter's life was walking around on eggshells and trying to like navigate. And I basically like was like, okay, he's back home and you got everything that you wanted. And my like spiritual, like I stopped doing the things that I had been doing every day. I stopped meditating. I stopped journaling. Like there's this 3-week period and I kept telling myself like, oh, it's because I have this like newborn baby. But really I was like, oh no, you got what you wanted. You're going to tap out this, you know, you're going to tap out this again.
You don't need spirit anymore.
And like 3 weeks later, like, bye-bye. He like literally just like up and left again. And that's when I was like, okay, here's the true test for me. Like, here is this, like, I'm not pregnant. So I can go out and like do all the things I wanted to do the first time. Like, where am I going to get rooted here? Mm-hmm. And this was when I was like, okay, no, this is actually where I'm going to like choose to like truly like anchor in, to truly believe like this is happening for me, not to me. And that's when I like really, like I came like deep into like my knowing of like who I am, what I was like here to teach other women, like where I was here to lead. And it was like a very quick turnaround from there of you know, of my husband and I like actually like figuring our shit out. But it took me getting to the place where I actually had the choice, like, okay, are you like gonna go down this path right now? Are you gonna choose like yourself above all else? Are you gonna choose to like be rooted in your faith and to like deeply surrender.
That was for me where
I really was like, okay, like to me, like having faith, like trusting in like the divine, in the universe, in God, angels, whatever that belief is like, can you like hold that faith beyond, you know, the outcome that you're desiring? Like, can you still sink into that trust and surrender when things don't look like they're going your way?
That's the hard part, but the magic, like, and I think that's where, it is so funny because a lot of people have the tendency, and I've done this many times myself, where it's like when things are going well, you kind of drop the habits. And so it's interesting that you said that as well, because I think that's like what we don't understand is that, or I mean, we do understand, but it takes us a minute sometimes to understand, is that when things are going well is actually the time to like really be going all in on that, because it's like we're always kind of like creating a future projection for our energy. And if we get to where we have what we want, quote unquote, and then we stop the things that got us there, with whether that's like working on our alignment, our energy, journaling, meditating, communicating properly, like, you know, like all of these different things, then we are essentially just like stepping back down into our previous energetic state. And so we're now aligned with that same energy again. And that's what we're pulling into our like future. Right.
Well, I was having this conversation with my soul coach the other day. So I'm like, you know, like I'm just like committed to like my growth, my expansion. So I have a business coach. I have a soul coach. I have a healer that I work with. And, the conversation I was having with my soul coach, like literally this week, was when clients come to us, and I'm sure like this like happens for you with your clients, like within business and all, like whenever clients come to us, there's a difference when clients come to you because there's a problem, you know, they're like, oh, I'm in this place and there's like a problem and I need to like fix this, versus, hey, I'm like, I'm actually just like choosing that I want to grow right now, you know? And I think there's like the magic. And I work with clients, you know, when they're in the shit, when they're in the spiritual snag, I have a lot of clients that like come to me then. But when the magic, I think, really happens is like when we, well, after the healing, you know, like we like heal this thing. And when we are actually like, I'm going to choose to grow right now, not because I'm like forced to, not because I have to, but because like, I'm just ready to grow. I'm ready to like tap into my next level desires.
I think that was one of the powerful things for me as well. When I chose a coach, like I didn't realize this until looking back really, but like, although part of me was like, I need a coach because I don't really know what I'm doing. Like, like part of me was like that. But, the bigger part of me was like, I was actually like quite cocky in what I was doing. I was like really proud of what I'd done. And for me, it was just like, I want to experience what it's like having a coach. You know, I want to experience what it's like working alongside someone who's done such incredible things or has an energy that I want to calibrate with. And then I like so quickly realized in the coaching relationship that it wasn't about being taught anything. It was more about like calibrating to energy and seeing things through a different lens and all of these wonderful things. And it's like now for me, the most attractive thing about like a coach or a program or anything is not, like you said, it's like something's wrong and I need to fix it. It's like I desire like being in an energy of like you hold an energy that I want to get familiar with, you know, like I'm desiring that kind of energy, that kind of perspective in my life now. And I want to choose to grow in that area of my life.
100%. And like when I first, like when Robin and I like entered into like business coaching, we were very much like, we will like teach you, like, here's the blueprint, you know, like you can just like follow what we did. Like we were very much like teaching people the how. Like you can like have this like nurture sequence and the Facebook ads, and it was very like strategic, like systematic. And then when we like broke that down where it wasn't like feeling good in our business, and we were just like, I mean, now I literally teach like clients to, I'm just like, fuck the how. Like it is not about the how. And like, this is something like I say over and over and over again, when you can like ditch the how, when you can just like follow your own energy, your own intuitive guidance. Like now we lead very much in feminine energy, and it's all about like, this is where like everything that I feel like I really learned during my spiritual smackdown, like all of the lessons through my spiritual growth, when I was like, oh, wait a second, like what if I tune into this for like my business as well? What if I can like surrender my business? What if I don't have it all figured out? What if I just keep taking like each step that I'm guided to take versus trying to control every little thing? And that's like then where I feel like the magic lies, where you get to like when people are like, oh, and then she's this overnight success, or she like has this like, you know, this like huge growth in her business. To me, it's always like those moments of growth in business come too when I'm willing to just like, when I'm willing to be led and then lead myself.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say like be led, it's like being led by, you know, like tapping into like my own intuition. Like I don't need to follow somebody else's blueprint.
Yeah. 100%. And it's like when I first started my business, this is something that I don't know why, like I haven't talked about this more, but it was kind of like one of those like full circle moments for me where I was kind of like coming back to, an energy and a vibe that I had at the very start of my business, which like I had just really like my spiritual gifts had really come in like quite strongly. Like it was, for me, it was a slow burn process of like really like connecting with my inner clairs and my intuition and everything. But there was just like a point, like almost like a switch where I was just like, I trust it now. Like now I'm just willing to like trust the intuition that I'm getting. Whereas before that, I always, it was kind of like a conditional belief as well. Like I always believed like I needed someone else to confirm it for me, or I wasn't getting the clear message. And then suddenly I was like, no, like I can do this. I can like tap into the intuition and my higher self and my spirit team on my own. And then the whole start of my business, for like the first 8 months of my business, I literally had weekly spirit team meetings where I would like sit down and I would just meditate and I would write everything that came through. And it would be like, you know, it would be so interesting because I'd be like, how can I grow? How can I show up? How can I whatever? And then I would get all these messages. And sometimes it was like, you know, you need to focus more on like what you're eating. Or sometimes it was like, share this aspect of yourself. Like I got literal like business guidance and life guidance from spirit, and all of it worked because I started making money. It was so cool.
Yes, I love that. I love that when you're like, I had spirit team meetings. And this is where I find like for me, in my business, like when things are flowing, it's when I'm like, you know, when I'm doing my own work, when I'm like really like connected to spirit, when I'm like, every time that I get caught up in the doing, when I'm like, oh my gosh, but this is just like this busy season and I have to like, you know, I have to do, that's when all of a sudden I just like get caught in this hamster wheel, you know, where I'm like, and the connection, like of knowing where I'm just like, writing an Instagram post then feels hard, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, things aren't just like flowing through me.
Yeah.
And it always comes back to like, for me, it's always like when I tap out of like my spiritual practices, like everything else just like stops flowing.
I know. I kind of had like a phase like that as well, where it wasn't like, I was still kind of connected in a sense, but it was like, I wasn't making a practice of it. And I was letting my human lead more than I was my spirit, you know, like it was kind of like I'd still be actioning intuitive ideas and that kind of thing, but almost more like, I'm like, okay, I'll do it on this schedule because this is what suits like my human planning kind of vibe. And that's when, like when I started to realize, I was like, oh my God, like I've tapped so out. And then like my husband even made a comment. He was like, you used to like literally all the time have like your powwows with your spirit team, and like you haven't done that as much lately. And I was like, oh shit. True.
Like, and that's, you know, that's like, I feel like that's like the thing that it's like easy to drop when you're like, okay, but I'm so busy right now, or I need to make money, or I have all these like whatever it is.
Yeah.
And you're just like, and you drop it. When it's actually the thing that like keeps you like rooted and grounded. Like I had, in like the mastermind that Rob and I lead yesterday on our call, one of the ladies was just like, you know, like with everything going on in the world right now, she's like, I was just like, I'm not going to show up for this call today. Like there's like too much going on. And there's like all this like chaos and like blah, blah, blah. And then she's like, and then I realized like 5 minutes before I popped on, she's like, this is actually what I need the most right now. I need to come on and like feel this connection.
Yeah.
But it is like, I mean, it is the easy thing to drop,
Yeah.
And I think like when that happens too, like that's also like we have to give ourselves grace, you know.
Oh, 100%.
We have to be like, this is where like the self-forgiveness comes in, like, because I think what happens is like then we beat ourselves up. We're just like, oh yeah. My gosh, like I know this, like why did I do this, why am I like tapping out here? It happens to all of us, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember like when I was like, well, I'm gonna go have a spirit team meeting, and like I was like I'm just gonna go meditate and like see what happens, and I was like nervous because I was like expecting spirit to be like telling me off.
Totally. And we're like we're the only ones that's like, fuck you guys, like God, it's not like fuck you back, you know.
I know. It's so funny, but it like, I mean, this is a story for another time, but it was so interesting because at the start of my pregnancy, like I always imagined before I got pregnant, I would be like so ultra spiritual. And I had kind of had like, this is another one of those spiritual smackdown things. Like I don't know why, like whenever I look at myself in hindsight, I'm like, I'm so funny sometimes, like the way that I think. But I was like, you know, I'm so healthy and I'm so spiritual. Like I'm going to have the most like amazing pregnancy. Like I won't get morning sickness. Like, I don't know. I don't even know why in my head I even related those things. It was just like, whenever I imagined myself pregnant, I literally imagined myself like in a white gown, like as a goddess, like channeling the most like divine downloads. And then when I got pregnant, I got so sick. And that was like one of the things I was using as an excuse, but I was like, I was so convinced I was having a girl because I'd always, connected with a girl in spirit. And it was like, it was just so like such a strong feeling that I would have a girl first. And then when I got pregnant, I thought it was really weird that I was even doubting it, because usually with my intuition, when I know something through my intuition, like I just know it. But I doubted it to the point where I even got a gender reveal scan, which we weren't planning on doing, found out I was having a boy. And then I was like mad. I felt betrayed at my intuition.
Yeah.
And I was like, I just can't connect. Like I just can't. And then, I mean, I got over myself, but that's like honestly how I felt. Like I just felt like I just can't right now. Like it's too hard. Like I'm throwing up. Okay, like I don't have time to connect with spirit right now.
Like, well, and I think this is when spirit's like, no, we're gonna like show you what you're made of. You know?
Yeah.
Like you know,
again, for me,
it like comes back to like.
Oh, sorry.
No,
you go.
Yeah. No, go.
I was just going to say, for me, it came back to, and I knew this before I got pregnant. So it's so funny that I like, went into this lesson because I'd already been working on this. It was kind of just like spirit was like, no, we need to speed things up a bit. But it was, for me, it was a lesson of surrendering even more into trusting the guidance, the spiritual path, like what the universe has laid out for me, versus like trying to think that I need to somehow control it through having a plan or, you know, whatever.
Or thinking like, hey, I know what's best here, you know,
yeah.
This is like how this is going to lay out, like this yeah. is like all the things. And like, I'm going to like, I feel like this happens all the time when we like think things are going to go like one way, when we place this like expectation on it, but that's when, you know, spirit's just like, no, we're going to like shake some shit up here.
Yeah, 100%. I love it though, because that's the thing, is when you can have this perspective, that's when, even if it's like hard in the moment, it's like, that's when you can grow from it.
And I think like whenever we look back, you know, like that's the moments that we look back and we're like, oh yeah, hard in the moment. That's also like, those are the moments that made us, you know, who we are today.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Like I would have never imagined like 4 years ago. So this is like 4 years ago now, like my spiritual strength. I'm like, I would have never imagined that I was going to be, you know, writing a book, having a podcast, coaching other women. Like I was just like, you know, cozy in my home in Toronto where my husband was working and I was a stay-at-home mom. And like, you know, like I was just like, yeah, was like not anywhere on my radar. And like, there was like this moment that was like very clear to me that I was literally in like the park down the street from where you live now, because I was at my mom's house. And I was like, I had my 3-week-old baby and was like, oh yeah, like this is a piece of your journey, because you're meant to lead other women now. You're meant to like, you know, share this. You're meant to like teach other women. You're like, this all was happening for like a bigger purpose. This is all, And at first I thought it was like all about like my own growth. And then I really realized after my daughter was born and like my husband left the second time that I was like, you know, the first time he left was for me. It was for my own journey. And like the second time he left was like for the world. Because yeah, that's when I truly like knew that I was, you know, going to step into like what I've stepped into now. And even when my husband and I were reconciling, like that conversation, we were getting back together, I knew at that point that I was going to write a book. And I had that conversation like with him, like, I'm going to write a book about this, about my like own growth and my like journey from victim to goddess. Like this, you know, this has to be something that basically you're okay with if we are going to heal our marriage, you know?
Wow. That's amazing. So cool. So if people want to like learn more about you and follow you and see what you're doing in the business world, where is the best places they can get connected with you?
Instagram. I mean, Instagram is where we hang out. So Jacqueline Shaw on Instagram, but also like For the Wild Femme, where Robin and I just like, I mean, we just share all aspects of our journey. We are like open books. We share like our soul. We share our business journey. And my favorite place is, I mean, podcasting is my favorite, because I feel like that's where like, you know, we get to have the deeper conversations, where we get to share our truths, where we like, you know, where we dive deep into all things soul and business. So the Spiritual Smackdown podcast is, is where we hang, where we spit in our truths.
I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us. It's been so fun having this conversation. And really, really cool to hear your journey and for me to learn a little bit more about that as well, because that's all stuff I did not know about you.
Yes, no, I know. There's like, yeah, people that like follow along, we kind of talk about it on our podcast, but yeah, people oftentimes are like, wow, I like had no idea like how you got started or how you embarked on this journey. Yeah. And like when Robin and I even share like, you know, the story of how we came together like through our podcast too, it's you know, that's the cool thing. And this is the thing that I truly believe too, is like when we share our stories, when we share like our journey, it just allows other women then to, you know, not feel so alone on their journeys. And I think that everyone gets to like the storytelling piece is just so powerful, because then people get to tap into like, you know, okay, she's done it, I can do it too, kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing. Yeah, well, yeah, thank you so much.
Oh my gosh, thank you for having me. And yeah, hopefully Robin and I can come back someday so you guys can together.
Yes, that would be amazing. And to everyone listening, thank you so much for hanging out with us today. If you enjoyed this episode, screenshot it, upload it into your story, tag me at Viola Hug, Jacqueline at Jacqueline Shaw, or also, what was it, For the Wild Femme?
Yes,
For the Wild Femme. And if you are enjoying the Abundant Babes podcast overall, it would be so awesome if you could leave a review and rate the podcast as well. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here, and we'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Bye.